I Am Dust, written by Louise Beach and read by Gemma Oten.
I'm still here. I am dust. I'm those fragments in the air, the gold light dancing there, that breeze from nowhere. Dust, the musical. Close my wounds, keep me together. Give me strength now and forever. It stops. The blood dries. Panic stills. The calm washes over me, saves me from my end. Katie Beach. Chapter 1. The Game. 2005. You three never be under one roof. This was one of the last messages before the three teenagers went their separate ways. One of the last messages of the game. Sitting cross-legged in a circle, Jess, Ryan and Chloe wore Macbeth costumes. Jess's red velvet dress was damp beneath her arms. Ryan wore his crown, as if he was saying that he was the leader tonight. Chloe wore her long witch robes, but she had flung the itchy wig into the backstage cupboard. Their final show of the season had finished hours earlier, to rapturous applause. Now it was time to play the game one last time. When they began over a month ago, Ryan had called it a game, and he had told them the rules. But along the way, they had bent them to fit their needs. "We'll shut it down if it gets weird," they had agreed. "We're in control," they had said. Chloe knows now that they all lied. Not only to one another by saying they would end it if necessary, but to themselves. Over that summer, morbid curiosity, youthful bravado and teenage love had joined them on a dusty stage in a church. Now autumn was a breath away. Now the dying August sun could barely penetrate the boarded-up windows and light the room. Ryan had left a lamp on in the nearby backstage room, and it filtered gently through. "Last time, then," he said, positioning the alphabet letters in a circle. "Last time," repeated Jess. "Last time," said Chloe softly. Ryan lit the three candles. The third one wouldn't ignite easily. He managed on the third match. Three. 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 It had always been three. Chloe tried not to cry. So much ending. So much change. She wasn't ready. They put their fingers on top of the upturned glass in the centre of the circle. "Is there anyone here with us tonight?" asked Ryan, as he had so many times. Nothing happened. Chloe smiled, wondering if the spirits liked to tease, to make their audience wait. Eventually, a slow, seductive scrape drew their eyes down. The glass moved from letter to letter, spelling out messages from beyond. Chloe smiled. She knew who was moving it so deliberately. This was the one she most liked to talk to. Then the glass stilled, but only for a moment, as though ownership had switched and the new owner had taken a breath. She saw him, like she had that first time, so long ago it seemed now. He was sitting behind Ryan, cross-legged, a teenage boy, grinning, face bloody. The crimson flow from a ragged gash across his forehead pretty in the flickering light. The glass continued moving. It spelled out the words, "You're ready." "We are," said Ryan. "You are eternal three." "We are," said Ryan. "Ready for the powers." Chloe knew these words were the beginning of the end. The end of their friendship. The end of this. The end of childhood. Because they were all different now. She felt it as acutely as she had so many things this summer. Even though the spelled out words were not spoken, Chloe heard them as though they had been. Many times for her, the black and white letters somehow transformed into the voice of their creator.